Hello, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And summer is here, right?
It is finally here.
Finally. And that means summer holiday is coming, and many kids want to go to camp.
Yes, or many parents want their kids to go to camp.
Yeah, they want to get rid of them for a week or
yes,
two.
Yes, exactly. So today we are talking all things camp.
Right. And that means many things. So we'll talk about the different kinds of camps and what that really means.
Yes. And of course, we also want to come at this from the angle of overseas camps. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, we are in Canada. It's a very, very big, beautiful country. And lots of people want to send their kids to Canada so they get that real Canadian summer camp experience.
Right. Overseas summer camps. So let's take a listen to the dialogue between Cheryl and Brent.
All right.
Hi, Brent. My kids want to go to summer camp this year, but I was thinking about sending them to an overseas camp. Do you know how much it costs and how it works in Canada?
Oh, that'd be a great learning experience for your kids. Overnight camps cost $300 to $1,000 per week.
Wow, that's much more affordable than the ones study abroad agencies sell in China. So, then all I have to do is apply for the visitor visa and book a flight?
That's right. And they'll pick up your kids from the airport and look after them.
That sounds pretty easy. So, what kinds of camps would you recommend?
There are so many. Kids love sports and wilderness camps, but there are also educational camps like science, art, and English.
That's great. What kind of accommodations do they have?
They usually stay in a cabin with 5 to 10 other campers and a couple of counselors.
This sounds like it would be a great social experience for the kids.
It sure would.
So we just heard the dialogue, and Cheryl is asking Brent about summer camp. So first of all, like summer camp, so we know camping, right?
I hope so.
Right. But this is not exactly the same as, you know, going to the forest with a tent.
Right. It's actually kind of interesting because like summer camp, as we will learn, it is an institution, which means that, you know, there are buildings and advertising and lots of people that work there.
Yeah, it's a company.
It's usually a company, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas going camping, that's just you and your friends or you and your family, maybe some other group, but it's a small group that you organize, that you just kind of make happen.
Right, yeah. So you can say, go to summer camp, go to camp. Yeah, and you'll meet all kinds of people that you've never met before.
Right. So just to make sure we're all on the same page here, you can say going to camp or go camping, but they are two very different things.
For sure, for sure. So she's wondering about overseas camp because, well, here we are in Canada, but if you're listening to this in China, a summer camp in Canada is overseas. So what does that mean exactly?
I think you just explained it very well.
It's over the sea, right?
It is literally over the sea.
Yeah.
Now, Connor and I were asking each other before this lesson if a country like America, if that is overseas for us, because there's no sea.
There's no sea, very close.
It's very close. We can walk there.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to swim there.
Right, exactly. So yeah, it does just mean another country, but in Canada, we don't say overseas when we talk about the U.S.
Right. Let's go overseas to Los Angeles.
Yeah, no.
San Francisco, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest question that someone who is overseas might ask is, you know, because they might not understand the situation here or there, how does it work?
Right. So work here is not a job.
Right.
You're not working. This is a verb we use. How does something work? It just means, like, what do I have to do?
Yeah. What do I have to do? What do I have to pay? Mm-hmm. Where do I have to go?
Yeah. What happens, right?
What happens? What is the process?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, for example, if you want to get a job, there are things you have to do. You have to make a resume. You have to do all these things. So if you don't know how to do that, you might say, well, how does it work?
How does it work? Yeah, exactly. And it could be any situation, right? Like Connor and I are both from Canada, but we could be talking to a person in England and about anything. Like, well, how does, you know, how does university work there?
Yeah, like culture could be different as well. How does the culture work?
Yeah, exactly. So it can be anything.
Yeah. So it sounds like Brent thinks that's a good idea for Cheryl's kids because he says that would be a great learning experience for her kids.
Okay, good little chunk to remember here, learning experience.
In fact,
even great learning experience, good learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use this word experience together with lots of things. Often we say in a negative way, right?
Well, with learning.
Yeah, right. If something bad happened, but I learned something really important about my life, I could say, well, it was tough, but it was a good learning experience.
Well, that might even be someone else saying it to you. You know, like Connor is really sad today. Oh, what's wrong, Connor? Oh, I put my hand onto the hot stove. It hurt. Oh, like, well, you know, that was a good learning experience.
Yeah, you won't do it again.
You won't do it again.
Right, exactly. So Brent is talking about what kinds of camps there are now. He says this word overnight camps.
Mm.
So just like overseas,
overnight,
it's like you're staying.
You sleep there.
You're staying for one night.
Right.
So one thing about this is that if you travel overnight, that means you're coming back tomorrow.
Mm.
But these overnight camps means you stay there every night.
Well, it's probably a week
or
2 weeks.
A week or 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, we talk about like overnight trains, overnight buses. Mm-hmm. Those are usually just one night.
Yeah, for sure. So because you're staying there for a week in another country, you might think, well, it's really expensive. But actually, as Cheryl says, it's quite affordable.
Mm. Well, again, if you as a mommy or daddy really want to get rid of your kids, I'm sure they're, you know, no price is too high.
Yeah, for sure. So affordable means something that I can buy, but it's not too expensive.
Right. Yeah. Or you're just really rich.
So
everything is affordable.
Yeah, like the iPhone 10 is a nice phone, but it's not affordable for many people.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing that is not very affordable for a lot of people are the services that study abroad agencies give.
Right. So these are those companies, those offices that will try to sell people these camp experiences, right?
Or any kind, right?
I mean, yeah, anything. Yeah.
The way that we hear it in the dialogue is it kind of sounds weird. Study abroad agency.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually what they're called. But
right.
I mean, it could be, you know, like live abroad, visit abroad.
Yeah.
The point is that the agencies are middlemen. We've heard that word before.
Yeah.
They are going to, you know, they will do the work. They will help you go, but it ain't cheap.
Right. They're gonna cost you.
It's yes, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And so study abroad here, this is another chunk that we use. It could be a noun. It could be an adjective. It means exactly what it says. Study abroad, which means in another country, right?
Right.
Yeah. But we could also say, like, I studied abroad.
I studied abroad, right. What would you say is the difference between abroad and overseas?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. It's the same, really, basically. But in this chunk, we would just say study abroad.
Study abroad, especially as, like, an adjective here.
Exactly,
you wouldn't
say
study overseas agencies.
Right, exactly.
Kind of sounds like a song or a poem.
Kind of does.
Overseas agencies. Give me your money, please.
That's a nice song, Adam.
Thank you. So one thing that these guys or girls or agents will do is they will help you to apply for the visitor visa.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have to write your name, your information on a form.
Right. Like, take a photo.
Yeah, take a photo. You apply for things like a job, right?
Mm, right. Anytime you're applying, you just want to get it. And it usually involves, well, it's called an application.
Application, yep. Even university.
Yeah, of course. Now, of course, visitor visa, this sounds very nice because of the two V's together.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. But this is not the only way that we will talk about this visa.
Right, yeah. It's also called a tourist visa.
Or
travel visa.
Yeah, so many names, right? The point is that you are not staying for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot work.
Yes, exactly.
You can't make any money here.
You can't make any money. Or if you do make money, just don't tell anybody.
That's a good idea. Or maybe not.
Now, of course, if you want to go abroad or you want to go overseas, Well, I guess you could take a boat.
You could. That might be nice, too.
It might be nice, but yeah. A lot of us, you know, we are in a hurry, so we want to fly there.
Yeah, so we have to book a flight.
Book a flight.
Right, so book, you know, but this is not the same kind of book that we read. This means reserve.
Right, yeah. You might read a book on the flight.
Yeah, yeah.
But before you can get onto that airplane, get onto that flight, yes, you need to reserve it, probably online.
Online, yeah. You're buying a seat.
You're buying the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can also book a table at a restaurant.
Yeah, you could book a room if you have a big group of people to eat.
Yeah, there's even a website called booking.com.
Booking.com? Yeah, exactly.
So you can book your flight. That's all good. But what happens when the kids arrive overseas at the camp? Will somebody pick them up?
Yeah, well, I think that's a really, really huge question for a lot of people. I mean, maybe some people have like a cousin or, you know, some friend of the family that can meet the kids on the other side.
Yeah.
But if you don't, your kid is just going to, the flight will arrive.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then what? Yeah, it was there. But a lot of these camps have a shuttle that will pick up the kids from the airport. So what other places do we pick people up?
Ooh, yeah, from anywhere, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key here is that, you know, you pick someone up from, you can also say pick up someone, it doesn't really matter, but from a place, right?
Exactly, from a place. So what is the opposite then?
Well, you drop them off.
Right, so you pick up from and you drop off at
usually, yeah.
Right. So that's kind of tricky, but those are the opposite things. You can drop your kids off at school
at
in the morning,
school.
Then you pick them up from school in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's probably, you know, like grandma or grandpa is, you know, picking up kids, dropping off kids. I mean, that's from what I understand about parents and grandparents too. A lot of raising your children is just picking them up and dropping them off and picking them up and dropping them off.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a little bit of looking after them as well.
Oh, right. Yeah. You probably should do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look after is kind of the same as take care of, right?
Take care of. Yeah.
Although when I think of this word look after, I kind of feel like it's not a long time.
Right. Yeah. Like if my parents wanted to go on a small vacation, my neighbors would look after me.
Yeah, I look after my brother's dog when he goes away.
Oh, yeah. And brothers should look after younger brothers, or do they fight?
Oh, they should fight.
They should fight. Okay, yeah. Maybe like older brothers will look after their younger sisters.
Yeah, for sure. All right, it sounds like Cheryl is really excited about these camps, but she needs to know what kinds of camps there are.
Yeah, and the truth is there are so many kinds.
So many kinds, exactly. Yeah, like sports camps are really popular and wilderness camps.
Ooh, okay. So you might see the first four letters of this word wilderness look an awful lot like the word wild.
Mm-hmm. That's because it's in the wild. In the forest.
Right, exactly.
Or a desert.
Or it could be anywhere, right? Anywhere where there is no city or no town or no people, basically.
Right, exactly. But many animals.
Lots of animals, lots of trees. Now, just be careful here, guys. The pronunciation changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about, you know, wild as an adjective or in the wild as a phrase, it's wild.
Mm-hmm. But when we say it like this, we say wilderness.
Wilderness.
Wilderness, yes. Right, so those are the fun camps, I think.
Mm.
But then there are also educational camps.
Oh, yeah, those don't sound as fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe for some people.
I guess it depends. Yeah, it does depend. Now, you guys, of course, know what education is. Probably wouldn't use education here as a chunk or a collocation, like education camp.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, so it's just an adjective, educational, anything where you learn, basically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like an educational program, educational software.
Yeah, educational podcasts like Open Language?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope we are sometimes educational.
Mm-hmm. So all this sounds really great, but the other thing that's really important is where will my kids sleep?
Right, exactly. So we don't really ask this question directly, mm-hmm. or we don't have to.
Right.
We have another way of asking this, which is what kind of accommodations do they have?
Yeah, so accommodation, this is a fancy word. It just means like bed or hotel or room.
Room, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even if like you guys went to be on a TV show somewhere, they would probably pay for your accommodations, mm-hmm, right? They might pay for your plane ticket. They might pay you some money for coming, but they will definitely pay for your accommodations.
Mm-hmm, they will accommodate you.
They will accommodate you.
Yeah.
But at a lot of these camps, the accommodations aren't so wonderful. These aren't five-star hotels.
No, they're not. But they're kind of fun. Right, I think. Especially these cabins you get to stay in.
Yeah, I remember the cabins. I still remember the smell of the cabins.
Oh, like the wood wilderness smell?
It was definitely wood. There was a lot of wood. Smelled like, you know, hundreds, thousands of other people had already been in there.
Yeah, so cabin is just like a little house, right? But it doesn't have all of the things that a house might have.
It's because you would only stay there part-time, mm-hmm, or just some of the time.
Right. So, for example, if you're going to go skiing and you want to stay there for a few days, you might go to a ski cabin, stay there. It's like a house.
Right. Or maybe you really like hunting. You love mm-hmm killing animals. Mm-hmm. Well, you might really want to go into the wilderness, mm-hmm, and maybe you have a cabin there, and there's no TV.
It's pretty basic.
It's pretty basic. There might be just some water.
Yeah.
Maybe a fireplace.
Yeah, a bed.
There's definitely a bed, but not much else. Like a bed, walls, mm-hmm, and a roof.
Mm-hmm. But in this case, the thing that you will see a lot of in a cabin are campers.
Campers. Yeah. Great word. Great word.
Yeah. So these are just the kids at a camp, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. But we also use this phrase in, some other funny ways, I'd say.
Yeah. If I'm having a bad day or if something really makes me mad or upset, you might say to me,
"Ooh, Connor, it's not really a happy camper today."
Right. "I don't like that guy."
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Right. So we always talk about happy campers. Now, most kids at camp, well, I shouldn't say most, many kids at camp are really happy.
Mm-hmm,
but there's always one kid that's, "I want to go home.
I want to go home. I don't like this. I don't like the food."
Yeah, it's always the food or I miss my mom and dad. But just in our daily lives, whenever someone is sad, upset, angry, we just say, "He is not a happy camper."
Not a happy camper. So there are lots of campers in the cabin, but there are also counselors.
Right. Okay, so the counselor was usually like, what, like 20-year-old guy?
Yeah, some young adult. If it's a girls camp, then it would be a girl. Probably
a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're kind of just someone who looks after the campers.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I remember some of my counselors were just awesome people,
mm-hmm,
and some of them were kind of jerks.
Yeah, they don't really like kids.
They don't like kids, but it's a fun job.
Yeah.
They probably like the other counselors.
Yeah, they want to hang out with them and not the kids.
Right, exactly. So it's so funny that one of our last lines in the dialogue is talking about this experience not only being a learning experience, but also a social experience.
Right, because hopefully you can make some friends, right?
Yes, so if you're a camper, you can make friends with other campers.
Yeah.
If you're a counselor, maybe you can go find that lady counselor, make a friend there.
Right. And social here, it means making friends, being with and talking with other people.
Right.
Talking, being social.
Okay, well, so far it sounds like this has been a great learning experience. This has been actually a great social experience as well. Good to see you, Connor.
Good to see you as well.
And maybe we will continue this social experience while our campers go ahead and listen to today's dialogue one more time.
All right.
Hi, Brent. My kids want to go to summer camp this year, but I was thinking about sending them to an overseas camp. Do you know how much it costs and how it works in Canada?
Oh, that'd be a great learning experience for your kids. Overnight camps cost $300 to $1,000 per week.
Wow, that's much more affordable than the ones study abroad agencies sell in China. So, then all I have to do is apply for the visitor visa and book a flight?
That's right. And they'll pick up your kids from the airport and look after them.
That sounds pretty easy. So, what kinds of camps would you recommend?
There are so many. Kids love sports and wilderness camps, but there are also educational camps like science, art, and English.
That's great. What kind of accommodations do they have?
They usually stay in a cabin with 5 to 10 other campers and a couple of counselors.
This sounds like it would be a great social experience for the kids.
It sure would. Okay, this is the part I have been dying to get to all day.
Yeah.
Connor and I are going to share our own camping experiences.
Yeah, and I had quite a few. I was even a counselor at a camp.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Mm. I never became a counselor, but yes, I was always a happy camper at camp.
For sure, for sure. I especially liked the wilderness camps.
I did. I liked the camp that I went to was just a really good, like, general summer camp.
Meaning
that, you know, there were sports, there was music.
Bonfire?
We did have lots of fires.
Yeah.
Lots of swimming and, you know, playing with boats. And,
mm-hmm.
But, of course, the best camp I ever went to was not a summer camp.
Oh, what was that?
My parents sent me, quote unquote, abroad
yes.
to the United States to go to space camp. Yeah.
Now, that's something educational that I would like.
That was educational. I mean, like, it was social
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I got to meet Americans and talk to Americans.
Americans. Ooh.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
You're kind of like me, but you talk funny.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, I also remember the counselors there,
mm-hmm.
and I remember the accommodations because
mm-hmm.
they made the accommodations look like you were living on a spaceship.
Yeah, that would be really fun. I can imagine.
It was really fun. And, of course, they picked us up at the airport.
Mm.
They dropped us off at the airport.
What about your visa?
Didn't need a visa.
Oh, because you were 9 years old.
9 years old and going to America.
Yeah.
And at that time, we didn't even need a passport.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. What about you guys? Are you getting ready to go to summer camp, or are you looking to send your kids overseas?
Mm, that's right. Yeah. Have you been looking at the cost? Have you been looking into how it works?
Yeah, have you found a good agency, or what kind of camps are you considering?
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to leave those comments below.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.